Well, the title for tonight's sharing is It's February and a Time to Love Yourself. It's kind of neat. I got a really neat email the other day that I want to share with you guys as we get into this. And it's called The One Flaw in Women. And I don't know, you may have heard this, but I think it's kind of neat. Women have strengths that amaze men. They bear hardships and they carry burdens, but they hold happiness, love, and joy. They smile when they want to scream. They sing when they want to cry. They cry when they are happy and laugh when they are nervous. They fight for what they believe in. They stand up to injustice. They don't take no for an answer when they believe there is a better solution. They go without so their family can have. They go to the doctor with a frightened friend. They love unconditionally. They cry when their children excel. I've done that. And cheer when their friends get awards. Yeah. They are happy when they hear about a birth or a wedding. Their hearts break when a friend dies. They grieve at the loss of a family member, yet they are strong when they think there is no strength left. They know that a hug and a kiss can heal a broken heart. Women come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. They'll drive, fly, walk, run, or email you to show much how they care about you. The heart of a woman is what makes the world keep turning. They bring joy, hope, and love. They have compassion and ideas. They give moral support to their family and friends. Women have vital things to say and everything to give. However, and this is the one flaw. There is one flaw in women. It is this. They forget their worth and how remarkable they truly are. I thought that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to share that with you in light of our topic tonight, because we really do need to appreciate ourselves more. And I know I'm in that boat, so I'm just going to say that you all are too. So I just want to share with you tonight some basic ideas about love, why it's important to love yourself, and some ideas on how to love yourself. And I want to share with you some good perspectives, specific thoughts that you can hold in your mind about loving yourself, and some great ideas of special things to do to love yourself. So we are always giving to others, right? Well, it's time to take care of number one, you, to reestablish a balance in your life. So here's the old question. What is love? Well, sometimes it's easier to figure out what it is not. It's not trite. It's not cliche. And it's not a bad thing. But it cannot be seen or smelled or tasted or touched. And it's very hard to define. In the month of February, which is this month, we see lots of hearts and flowers and a whole day dedicated to love. And the month is even like a National Heart Month, I think. So, talking about love and hearts. So, but is that all there is to love? I don't think so. There was even a cartoon in the 70s entitled Love Is. Some of you might remember that. That depicted a little cherub-like naked boy and girl, and they had little phrases on each cartoon, like love is the sun shining in your hearts on a rainy day. But I don't think that's all there is to love. I think there's a lot more. And actually, there's a lot of different kinds of love. And everybody has different ideas about love. The different kinds of love, even in the Greek, in the Bible, eros, agape, and phileo. Eros being romantic love, agape being God's love, and phileo meaning brotherly love. And those are, you know, three real basic kinds. And I think, you know, there's probably certain ideas about love that we do hold in common. And probably one is that we know that God is love and that we can communicate that. And it's actually something that's very important to our very existence and for us to thrive in this world. We know it's a verb. It's a way of being, an action. And it is the most powerful force there is. And it's responsible for everyone on Earth even being here. Yep, love had something to do with it. And we see it in giving and service from the heart. And, yeah, definitely in giving we receive. And we're used to giving, but let me stop right there for a minute. Can we give something away if we don't have it ourselves? And we're going to explore this concept a little bit. So why is love so important? We love and give all the time to our family, friends, often asking nothing in return. And sometimes we even get to the point where we burn out a bit. We love our children. We care for them, teach them, provide for them. And actually, their learning is not limited to just what we tell them, but actually mostly what they see us do. And they learn from us whether we're aware of it or not. I think we're, you know, the best example of this is when they're really little, and, you know, we may say a word or two wrong, and then we hear it in, like, exactly the same tone of voice, in exactly the same context, but in a very public place, and we get very embarrassed. It's like, oops. When did I let that one out? But I think what we want them to learn, you know, and even now as our children are older, you know, they still learn and they still watch us do things and can learn from us. And we don't want them to learn to take care of themselves sometimes the way we have taken care of ourselves. We want them to do better than that. And so this is an important thing for us to take care of in our lives, I think. And so I want you to think about this scenario for a minute. If you had a friend who would perhaps hide behind situations and circumstances and maybe is not totally honest with herself, and maybe lives to eat rather than eats to live, allows others to walk all over them, maybe takes little or no time for their own rest and relaxation, sometimes eats whatever's easy and not necessarily healthy, and maybe doesn't do anything fun for herself anymore. And maybe she puts herself down when she's speaking to others and in her own thoughts. So I'm just going to ask you a bunch of questions about this, just for you to think. So, and you don't have to answer back. You just think about these questions. Do you think these activities will eventually catch up and cause negative things to happen in her life? Probably. Would you say that she was loving herself? No, probably not. What would you say to her? Just think. How would you encourage her? And actually, if you have a pen and paper handy, you could even take a minute and write down some thoughts that you might share with somebody going through a situation like that. And just what if that person was you? And I'm not saying that I don't know any of you really well enough to know if any of those issues pertain, but if any of those issues pertain to things that maybe that you have done to yourself in the past, and maybe you can see why loving yourself would be important. And maybe you could take that advice that you just gave to your friend for yourself. So I have a couple more questions. How can you be true to yourself? Can you give yourself the kind of care and thought that you really need? And do you settle for less than what you need? Have you even thought about it lately? Maybe, maybe not. But it brings home the idea that we need to be doing things for ourselves in order to be able to give to others. Basically, you know, they understand we have to have money to be able to give it. You know, that's one concept, right? And if you want to catch the measles, you have to get them from someone who has a good case of them. So, yep, you have to have something in order to be able to give it away. And in Matthew chapter 22, 37 through 39, talks about loving God and then loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. Well, when we respect and love God, we act in service to Him. And one of the things that He expects is laid out right there, is to love our neighbor. But it has a caveat. It's as we love ourselves. So do you think that He wants you to love your neighbor maybe half-heartedly or forget about them like sometimes we do to ourselves? It's like, no, probably not. So how can we be loving ourselves to this standard? I mean, this is a pretty high standard. It's pretty awesome. And this is really what it's very plain and simple. It's what God wants us to do. So maybe we do need to check and see if we are really loving ourselves the way we should be. So I have some questions, and I sent a handout in the email, so you'll get it, that has some of this stuff on it so that you don't have to worry about writing all a bunch of stuff down. So I did send that out. I'm not sure if I sent it to Tracy, though. So I can do that. but I have some questions that you might want to take some time to ask yourself later. The first one is, what did you do for your mental self today? The second one is, what did you do for your spiritual self today? And the third one is, what did you do for your physical self today? Well, I know all of you guys can answer that one really good. But, again, we can only give what we have. And these are things that that bear thinking about. And I have a wonderful poem, too, that I want to share with you that captures these thoughts rather nicely. I'd like to read it to you right now. Be yourself. Truthfully. Accept yourself gratefully. Value yourself completely. Treat yourself generously. Balance yourself harmoniously. Bless yourself abundantly. Trust yourself confidently. Love yourself wholeheartedly. Empower yourself prayerfully. Give yourself enthusiastically. Express yourself radiantly. And honor yourself purposefully. and it's author unknown. So, but it's pretty neat. So, I think we've gotten to the crux of the matter. How to love yourself. How to think and do the right things to love yourself. So, we ask ourselves, what do we really think of ourselves? And what you think of yourself is usually the thoughts that are running through your head all day, or maybe the first response to someone when you are asked, how are you? And too often, I know that happens sometimes with me too, there is a flurry of negativity at this question, and that is what we need to change. And one exercise to turn this around is to list your positive attributes, your abilities, and your character strengths. And if you're not able to, you know, make a significant list yourself, get help from your friends. But try to write down, you know, about 20. That would be a good number. Write them, read them, go over them again and again. And you decide that you are going to love yourself. It is ultimately a decision of the way you want to be. So, you know, I think that's maybe one of the definitions that you could almost use for love. Love is a decision. It's a decision to do something. And basically a good indicator of what you're thinking shows up in how you're treating yourself. And yes, you have 500 things to get done today, but what have you done to make sure you are ready for those things? Are you respecting your own space and time? Or are you dismissing yourself as insignificant and ignoring your needs? What have you done for yourself today? And yes, we've all worked out. We've done some good stuff there. But I want you to think about the other things too, because, you know, we're not just a physical body here. We're a mental, spiritual, physical person. So all of these things are really, really important. And I have some suggestions of thoughts you can hold on to from affirmations by Zig Ziglar. I don't know if any of you have heard of him, but he's a well-known motivational speaker and author, and he definitely has God at the core of his message as well. And I don't know if I'm going to read this whole thing because it's quite lengthy, but I did put it in the handout that I emailed out to you. So I'll just read a little bit of it. It starts with I and then blank, so it's like, you know, fill in your name. Am a person with integrity, a great attitude, and specific goals. I have a high energy level, am enthusiastic, and take pride in my appearance and what I do. I have a sense of humor, lots of faith, wisdom, and the vision and courage to use my talents effectively. I have character and am a smart, talented person. My beliefs are strong and I have a healthy self-image, a passion for what is right, and a solid hope for the future. And it goes on in another, you know, probably three paragraphs or four like that. So it's very wonderful and very powerful, and, you know, something that you definitely should read. And definitely pick some things out of there that really resonate with you, you know, so that you can say those things to yourself, because they're really great. And yes, that is one way that you can love yourself, by telling yourself what an amazing person you are, just like that poem at the beginning. And before I go any farther, I want to invite you to sign up for something on my website, if you can go there later. It'll be called 30 Days of Love. And basically what it'll be is each day if you sign up for it, you got to go to the website and just put in your email and your name, and it'll automatically come to you in an email with either an inspirational quote or maybe a Bible verse or something like that for the next 30 days that pertains to loving yourself and being good to yourself. So I just want to encourage you to stick with that, and so that's one way that I can help you do that. And I also have some suggestions of things to do to validate and elevate yourself, so when the opportunities arise, you are ready to meet them and truly ready to give everything that is in you. And the first thing I want you to remember is that God created you uniquely and individually in all the world because you have something amazing that the world needs. And you need to be ready. And I want you to be loving yourself so that you are ready to give that love at a moment's notice. The important thing to remember about this is that nobody can do this for you. You have to do it for yourself. And the second thing to remember is that no amount of money can buy this. These are just exactly, these things are things that you do for yourself, for your own healthy mind and body. So I have a list here, and don't worry about having to write this down because this is in the handout as well. So you get all these things without having the stress of thinking of writing them all down. So one is a warm bath. 20 to 30 minutes is best to allow the weightlessness to take effect and true relaxation to begin. Another is quietness in a secluded place so you have time to hear God. Quietness and silence is real rest. Like in Psalm 46:10, he says, "Be still and know that I am God." Another is taking the time and space to nurture and heal. Another is making your personal space, your home, your room, wherever, a peaceful environment with order. Because order is restful. And another thing to do is to put a fresh flower on the table to give energy and enthusiasm for life. Another is to set aside a time and place for exercise to increase your endorphins and decrease your stress, which we are all doing. Another is occasionally buy yourself something, but also remember that instant gratification is okay on some level, but it is quickly forgotten. So that's not like a huge thing, but it's just kind of nice once in a while. Another thing is to create your own nurturing rituals, either in the morning or the evening, that help you give yourself more energy and confidence, and so that you are ready to nurture and take care of others. Another is to make sure your clothes fit nicely, your hair is taken care of, and you feel good about yourself, because it's much more likely that the new positive circumstance will find its way to you because you will be able to, you'll be able to and ready to handle it. And remember that you are not perfect. And that God knows that too. So we don't have to stress about it and we don't have to put ourselves down because we made a mistake, because he knows we're going to make a mistake and he still loves us. So we need to forgive ourselves and follow suit. We need to love ourselves too. Another neat thing is don't wait to use the good dishes just till like the special Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. Use them every once in a while because you and your family are important every day, and sometimes it's those little things in life that make it more enjoyable. You know, the nice dishes, lighting a candle, just little treats. And then, of course, there's the chocolate treat. And I call the chocolate treat for a reason, because it's choosing quality over quantity, because even something small, if it's really nice, beats average and mediocre any day. So get the good stuff and savor it. Be in the moment of enjoyment. And now what I want you to think about doing is take one of those things that I just mentioned and in your mind, and close your eyes and reflect on yourself in that situation. Maybe it's getting a flower and cutting it and putting it in a nice vase and just sitting down and enjoying the ambiance of your kitchen with a cute little flower there. Or maybe it's going to your quiet place and just reflecting on the wonderful things that have happened during the day. So just take a deep breath and think on that. And take another deep breath, maybe bigger and slower. Just enjoy that space for a minute. Okay, we can come back now and just think about how wonderful and peaceful you can feel for just those few moments, that little bit of time that you gave yourself because you decided that you were going to follow my instruction. And some of the suggestions that I had going through there, sometimes objections come up for you during some of those ideas. And the two most common objections are sometimes either time or money. And I'm sure you can find something that maybe just takes 2 minutes. And also figure out a way to remind yourself to take those 2 minutes. You know, whether it's, you know, setting a timer every hour or something and take out 2 minutes to just breathe and think some relaxing thoughts. I mean, that might be a good way to start. And then you can add some other things later. But even just a simple thing like that is taking the time to love yourself. And, you know, something like that would actually take care of the money objection as well. It's pretty cheap. Thinking is free, at least the last time I checked. but you get the general idea. You know, if you pick something that appeals to you, and you might have something, maybe it's not 100% the way you would want to do it, so find a workaround. Find a way to incorporate that and into your daily plan and to love yourself. I have another quick quote, and we're almost done here. It says, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. I will not refuse to do the something I can do." And the author is Helen Keller. That's pretty neat. So remember that we can only give what we have. And I've shared with you about love and why it's important to love yourself. Gave you some ideas of thoughts to hold about yourself. And then how to go about loving yourself with some special things to do. And these may be all things that you've heard before and know that you should do. So don't put it off. Take a moment now when we hang up, and it really won't take long, but before you go on to your next project, pick out two affirming thoughts that resonated with you and that you write down, and you know, then can say to yourself later and often, and then pick something to do for your spiritual self or physical self, and do it before the end of the day. And remember that you are a beautiful and unique individual, and that God has on this earth for a purpose. And so think about honoring yourself purposefully. So before we go, I would like to invite you back to an interactive call next week at 8 o'clock next Thursday again, where I will be sharing more tips and techniques, but this time we'll be getting more feedback from you on what has worked for you and maybe how you've applied some of the things that we talked about tonight in your life. And we can, if you can bring those ideas and concerns, we can talk about how to get more victories in your life and how to love yourself more in the process. So I think that would be really cool. So the a PDF of the handout got sent, as well as, I guess there's two separate ones. So one was just a Word document, and then the second one was a PDF. So, and also in there is a thing that says, love yourself today by doing this exercise, and that was the one that I told you about, to list your positive attributes, abilities, and character strengths, if I can say this, and possibly even getting help from your friends to do that. And then it's details on extra credit, what you can do. You know, the first 1 through 7 days, once a day, to rewrite your list by hand on a fresh sheet of paper and then read it out loud. And because there's actually something about the writing of it that gets it connected to your brain even better. And for days 8 through 14, once a day you can read your list out loud while doing some other things, which are stand or sit with great posture. We learned all about posture in boot camp, so you know how to do that, with a great smile on your face. And also you can play some inspirational music in the background, something that's really upbeat and wonderful. And maybe even walk around while you're reading your list, or even if you're so inspired to dance. And maybe even light a candle, one that, you know, just really smells nice and makes you feel good. And basically all these things you're doing because you're utilizing your five senses and making it just a full experience. And days 15 through 30, read your list out loud twice every day, once when you get up and then again right before you go to bed. And again, sit and stand with great posture and a big smile on your face. And this time you can just remember the environment that you put yourself in the prior week. Can you smell that candle and hear that music and feel the air breeze by as you walk? And just love yourself. So, you take care and have a wonderful night.